Hi everyone, you're welcome once again to another brand new episode of the Voice of Hope podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. I've been away for some few weeks now, and I want to appreciate all those who have taken time to reach out to me asking why I have been off air. I've just been caught up in so many activities recently, and I had to sort them out, and for this reason I have not been able to release new episodes of this podcast. But we are back again now by the grace of God, and we are going to have a wonderful time again together. Thank you. You're welcome on board again today. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms on Anchor, Breaker, Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast, Overcast, and every other podcast platforms of your choice. You're welcome on board once again today, and today I'm going to be considering what I have titled The God of Seasons. The God of Seasons. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14, when God was creating the earth, and God said, "Let there be light in the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and for years." Sometimes ago, I did a series titled Sowing into Greatness on this podcast. You can go listen to them. I think it's about four parts. And I believe it will be a good resource to use as a background to today's episode. When God created the earth, He created seasons to give structure and form to events on the earth. That is why we all know what to do per time, because of change in seasons. For example, in agriculture, seasons guides us into knowing when to prepare, when to plant, and when to harvest that which has been planted. Seasons give the earth structure and pattern. Now, the same way the earth has seasons, our lives as humans also are in seasons. This is why some things that are obtainable at a certain age will be wrong in another. As these seasons change, humans instinctively knows and tend to react to it, and this is what we see and say that our life is either moving forward or not. Let's take for example, as a young girl grows, there comes a point in her life when she begins to feel and think about marriage. Not because someone told her to, but because that season has been activated in her life. Her instincts begin to lead her in that direction. Now, the best answer I have ever heard to the question of whom should I marry or when do I know that I'm ripe for marriage was at a particular students' congress in my final year at the university. The preacher responded to the question and said, "When all the parts of your body, soul, and spirit begins to tell you That is when you know that you are ripe for marriage. Something in you will just know it is time. You wouldn't need anyone to tell you, even though this is largely, you know, influenced by age, other material and physical factors, it isn't totally about it. That season has to be activated in your life. There's a point as a young person that you just do not feel comfortable living with your parents anymore. It is because it is the activation of a new season of independence in your life. Now, as our lives advance in seasons as humans, we tend to get broken, disappointed, depressed, and sad when there are no commensurate manifestations of the fruits of this season in our lives. For example, when you know your season of independence is activated, but you are still depending on someone. When you know your season of parenting is activated, but there are no children, and so on and so forth. Things like these tend to make people sad, feel hopeless and disappointed. For many, they have even given up and feel they have lost out on seasons. Well, today God has sent me with a word for you. He is the God of seasons. He created them and ultimately have control over them. He can activate, deactivate, and reactivate seasons in our lives. Men are the ones constrained by time and seasons. God is not. He lives in eternity and therefore is not controlled or constrained by time. This is why he can look at a 90-year-old woman and say she will have a child, even after she has passed the season of life when she could bear children. Who says your time has passed and that you can no longer reap the fruits of seasons you are in that have passed or that is coming? Who defines when your season is actually? God is the one who has the final say. And whenever he shows up in your life is your time, your season and your turn. He can activate, deactivate, and reactivate seasons in our lives. Because he is the creator of time and seasons. Time has no control over him. He can activate a season in your life, deactivate, and also reactivate a season in your life. In conclusion, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9, resist him, that is the devil, standing firm in the faith. The B part of that verse is what I want to lay emphasis on. It says, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. What am I trying to infer here? It is that whatever it is you are faced with, whatever it is giving you sleepless nights and making you depressed, is not happening to only you. There are several others in the world that are experiencing the same. You are not alone. Be encouraged in the Lord. Pray and ask him to activate or deactivate and reactivate the seasons you want in your life. He has the power and he will do it. Amen. Thank you for listening. I will be back to continue this next week by the grace of God. Thank you for listening. I believe you've been blessed by this episode. If it has blessed you, please do well to like, share with your friends and family, and also leave a comment for me in the comment section. You can follow me on all my social media platforms at Wale Okelola on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also send me a message via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, my name is Wale Okelola. Stay blessed. Amen.